Good afternoon, this is Marco with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Friday, September 25th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up a penny and three quarters at 365 and a quarter, November beans up 2.5 cents at 1002 and a half, and December wheat down 5.5 cents at 544 and a quarter. I thought the corn and beans acted pretty well today, considering we didn't have any new export sales out there. The dollar is up another 30 ticks. The metals are lower. So I thought overall the beans and corn did pretty well. It's going to be cooler and a little bit wetter next week, so that may slow harvest down a little bit. We broke a little bit late in the day. A little bit of harvest pre-hedging. It's that time of the year on Fridays. Well, you'll see some of that. And we broke it just, I don't know, 3 cents maybe in the beans and a penny or so in the corn. Wasn't really too much. Overall, I look at the hog market up 227 in the Octobers today after the hogs and pigs I thought was a little bit negative yesterday came back, closed the hogs higher. It tells me China wants the pork. Somebody wants the meal. I think China's going to be back in for corn and beans. They've got a holiday week. I think it's next week, so things might be a little bit slow. But we took the opportunity today on this break that we've seen over the last week to re-own some of the grain we've sold with some call options. Monday night ends Yom Kippur. So if you sell Rosh Hashanah, buy back on Yom Kippur, which is Monday, we went a day early. We just think it was kind of overdone to the downside a little bit here. But overall, I still think these markets can move higher. Yeah, there's some tensions between China and the U.S., but I think it's just, you know, posturing. I don't think it's anything significant out here. And, you know, I'm still convinced that China needs to feed their people, and we're going to be the biggest source of protein for them till we get into, you know, probably February, till the Brazilian crop comes in. There was talk about some range in Argentina, which pushed the wheat down a little bit, but we still see it being very dry down in South America. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good weekend.